In a painted logo, a woman stands on a tiered pedestal. Wearing a Roman toga, she holds a torch aloft. Its brilliant light shimmers against a silver word, Columbia, a Sony Pictures Entertainment Company. In another logo, blue clouds swirl in blackness. The metallic arcs of a gyroscope gleam as it spins into view. The words, Revolution Studios, emerge from the shimmering light. A brilliant glare engulfs the words. Pink and silver sparkles shimmer in front of fuzzy, twinkling lights. Titles appear. Revolution Studios presents a Roth Arnold production, a Gina Matthews production, Jennifer Garner as Jenna Rink, Mark Ruffalo as Matt Flamhaff. The sparkles fade away as fluffy white clouds on a blue sky come into focus.
Move it, Dorcas.
A girl with chin-length hair sits in front of the sky backdrop.
I think you're next. I'll take your ticket.
Hugging a binder to her chest, the girl wears a shy frown.
Back straight. Okay. Put your books down in your pocket, okay?
In a school gym, the photographer positions her in a chair and moves to a camera. A kid in a line of waiting students throws a paper airplane.
That's good. Swing around this way just a little bit, Gina. Come on, right there. That's good.
It's Jenna.
Look over here, Gina. Right here.
It's Jenna!
The camera flashes. Jenna's portrait appears. Her lips, frozen in an awkward grimace, reveal a wire retainer. Sparkles burst into a title, 13 going on 30. Now Jenna picks up her school photos.
Oh God.
Staring at them, she heads down a busy hall.
Oh no.
Jenna wears a backpack over a purple sweater with white hearts. More titles, Judy Greer, Andy Serkis, Kathy Baker, Samuel Ball, Marcia DeBonis, Bill Reeves. Nearby, a chubby boy with shaggy hair snaps a photo as he exits the class. He spots Jenna, puts an arm around her, and aims the camera at their smiling faces.
Hey, Jenna.
He snaps a photo.
Matt, please. No more pictures.
Come on, it's your 13th birthday. We got a document.
They look ahead. Kids get out of the way as six girls with high side ponytails stride toward Jenna and Matt. In front, a blonde stares coolly.
Hi, Tom Tom.
Hey, Jenna. Hi, Beaver. How's everything at the dam?
As Matt looks away, Jenna smiles.
So how'd yours come out, Rink?
Not so good. Yeah, mine aren't so hot either.
Nuh-uh, Tom-Tom, yours are great.
Yours are the best.
She shows her school picture.
God, you're so photogenic.
I'll meet you out front, okay?
Do whatever you want. It's not like she needs a play-by-play.
Jenna stifles a laugh. Sneering, Matt leaves.
Freakazoid.
See ya.
Jenna, can I talk to you a tiny sec?
Tom-Tom steps aside with Jenna.
So I told Chris Grandy me and the six chicks were going to your party tonight, and he said he wanted to come with.
Really?
Yeah, it's too bad we can't make it, because we really wanted to.
Didn't we, girls?
We totally did.
So much.
We're so sorry.
Yeah, Miss Measley's totally up our butts with this group project proposal, and Chris is going to come over and help us out. So I guess he can't come either.
Frowning, Jenna looks off, then shrugs.
I could write your report for you.
Fabuloso.
As Tom-Tom strides off, her friends follow one by one. Jenna watches them leave, wearing a huge grin. Now she and Matt walk down a suburban sidewalk.
I can't believe you invited those clones.
They're my friends.
Six chicks are not your friends, okay?
Well, almost. And someday I'm gonna be a six chick.
There's six of them, Jenna. That's the whole point. There can't be a seventh six chick. It's just mathematically impossible. Besides, you're way cooler than they are. They're totally unoriginal.
I don't want to be original, Maddie. I want to be cool.
He takes out a candy bag.
Want some razzles?
Razzles are for kids.
Exactly.
He pours some into her hand and takes some for himself. Smiling, they chew the candy.
Arrivederci.
Au revoir.
Jenna heads across a large front lawn to a gray two-story home. Matt snaps a photo of her, then jogs to the front door of a nearly identical home next door. Now in her bedroom, Jenna puts on makeup wearing an off-the-shoulder turquoise top. A promotional photo of Madonna sits in a frame by her mirror. On a nearby TV, Rick Springfield sings. Jenna kneels in front of the TV and kisses the screen. Her parents enter. Her dad videos her from a camcorder on his shoulder.
Hey, happy sweetie. Birthday. Tell us about your new life as a teenager, Jenna.
What did you do? Are you wearing a bra?
Go away!
She flops on her bed.
Honey, what's wrong?
Her mom waves her dad off.
Jenna, it's going to be all right.
It is not, Mom! Look at me. This is not okay. This is fatal.
Her mom takes tissues from Jenna's shirt.
Realistic.
I hate my life.
Just because you don't look like these girls in Poise magazine doesn't mean that you're not beautiful in your own way.
I don't want to be beautiful in my own way. I want to look like these people.
She points to a magazine.
Well, those aren't people, honey. Those are models.
30, flirty, and thriving. Why the 30s are the best years of your life. I want to be 30.
Well, you will be, honey. But right now, you're my beautiful 13-year-old.
As her mom leaves, closing the door behind her, Jenna pulls fresh tissues from a box and stuffs her shirt. Now in a basement family room, Jenna dances. Striding from side to side, she holds her hands like a monster's claws. On TV, Michael Jackson and zombie dancers perform the same moves in the Thriller video. Matt starts down the stairs carrying a large cardboard box with a pink ribbon around it. Smiling, he watches Jenna dance.
Happy birthday, Jenna!
Oh my God,
Matt! This is just part one of your present. I got something else to give you later.
What is it?
You know how you always wanted a Barbie dream house?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I decided to make you your own Jenna dream house.
He lifts the box away, revealing a three-walled dollhouse. Jenna kneels.
You made all this? Oh, Maddie.
Yeah.
Jenna's picture is pasted on a doll's head.
See, that's you in your bubble bath reading your favorite magazine. And there's your bedroom with a massive stereo and every record ever made. The good ones. And there's that bum Rick Springfield loafing on the couch.
A cutout has Matt's face.
And then I'm to make sure the creep keeps his hands to himself.
As Jenna smiles adoringly, Matt reaches into his pocket.
Almost forgot. Wishing dust. It says, this wishing dust knows what's in your heart of hearts. It'll make all your dreams come true.
Matt rips open the packet and gently taps the silver dust out over the dream house. Jenna watches the sparkling glitter fall, then closes her eyes.
They're here. What do we do?
At the stereo, she fumbles through tapes.
Oh my God. Matt, I'm just gonna put this away, okay? So there's room to dance.
She shoves the dream house onto a closet shelf and closes the door.
Put some music on.
Matt frowns. Jenna heads her dad off at the front door.
Dad, you promised you were gonna stay upstairs. Go!
Jenna opens the door. Tom-Tom stands with the other six chicks.
Hi, guys. The party's downstairs.
Tom-Tom takes off her stone-washed denim jacket and gives it to Jenna as she steps inside. The others follow, each dropping a jacket into Jenna's arms.
Fabuloso.
Looking up, Jenna smiles. A golden brown T-top Trans Am pulls up in front of her house. Jenna takes a few steps forward, wearing a dreamy grin. A boy with shaggy blonde hair and a Letterman's jacket gets out of the passenger side. As two other boys climb out, the blonde smooths his chin-length hair. The boys walk toward the house. Now in the basement, Matt dances in front of the stereo. Two of the six chicks lean against a foosball table and watch him with disgusted sneers. Matt jumps around, pumping his arms and wagging his head. As everyone stares, Tom-Tom steps over to Jenna.
What is this? I'm not sure it's Matt.
Wearing a ruffled skirt over pink spandex shorts, Tom-Tom goes to the stereo. She ejects a cassette labeled Matt's Mix.
Sorry, Beef had majority rules.
Narrow, man. Narrow, hopeless people.
Freak.
Robot.
Shoving his hands in his pockets, Matt approaches Jenna.
I'm gonna go next door and get my Casio.
Do whatever you want, Matt. It's not like I need a play-by-play.
Matt glances at the others. Hanging his head, he runs upstairs.
Hey, I have an idea, girls. Let's play 7 minutes in heaven. And you can go first because you're the birthday girl. How does that one go again? Well, you go in the closet and some lucky guy's gonna go in there and do whatever he wants with you for 7 whole minutes.
She blindfolds Jenna with a scarf.
And guess who wants to go first?
Who?
Chris Grandy.
No way.
Way.
Tom Tom leads Jenna into the closet. Looking over her shoulder, she smiles at the others. They nod.
Before I forget, where's our project proposal?
On the table.
Thanks. Remember, no peeking. Keep that blindfold on. And just so you know, Chris loves going for second base.
Jenna crosses her arms in front of her chest as Tom Tom closes the door. In the dark closet, Jenna frantically pulls the tissues from her shirt. Holding the project proposal, Tom Tom waves the others close.
Let's go. I think I get my brother to buy us some beer.
In the closet, Jenna backs against the shelves and sinks down to the floor. Pulling her knees toward her chest, she waits. In the family room, Jenna's guests take plates and bowls filled with snacks. As they hurry up the stairs, Matt comes down wearing a keyboard strapped over his shoulder.
What's going on?
Jenna's waiting for you in the closet.
As Tom Tom follows the others upstairs, Matt takes off the keyboard and sets it aside. A slight smile crosses his lips as he opens the closet door. As he takes a step inside, Jenna smiles, still wearing the blindfold.
I thought you weren't gonna come.
Matt glances away and shifts nervously. As he kneels down in front of Jenna, she reaches her hands out toward him.
Where are you?
Matt gently locks his fingers in hers and leans toward Jenna's lips.
Oh, Chris.
It's not Chris, it's Matt.
What are you doing here?
She removes the blindfold.
Where's Chris?
He's gone, everybody left.
Jenna stands and stares at the empty room.
What'd you do?
Nothing.
Yes, you did.
No, I just went next door to get my Casio.
Get out.
Wait, Jenna, please, just let me
get
talk
out.
To you.
No.
She puts Jenna, the blindfold please. Back on.
I hate you. I hate me. I hate everybody.
Jenna, what are you talking about?
I want to be 30.
Just let me play you this song, okay? It'll make you feel better.
I want to be 30. 30 and flirty and thriving.
As she throws her head back against the shelves, the dream house shifts, knocking
thriving.
Wishing dust off the roof.
30 and flirty and thriving.
The sparkling dust showers Jenna.
30 and flirty and thriving. 30 and flirty and thriving.
The tiny specks of glitter fill our view and grow fuzzy. Now light glints off a black sequin garment. We move up the slinky dress to a bed where brunette shifts in her sleep. Wearing a sleep mask, she stretches her feet out from under silky sheets and rests them on a pillow. Clutching the covers, she rolls off the bed. The young woman's hands reach out on the bedroom floor. She lifts herself to her knees and crawls across the room. She bumps her head against the door. Grabbing the handle with one hand and clutching her head with the other, she opens the door and pushes the sleep mask up to her forehead. Peeking her head out the bedroom door, the woman's eyes grow wide and shift right and left.
Mom?
She grabs hold of the door frame and cautiously pulls herself into a hall. Wearing a satiny pink slip, she walks along the hardwood floor.
Mom?
Her eyes shift warily.
Dad?
She stops in her tracks as her gaze lands on a large living room. In it, a low, square coffee table sits in front of a modern, L-shaped sofa. The young woman's eyes slowly turn to a hall mirror. As she falls backward over a low wall, a fit man wearing a towel around his waist steps out of a bathroom. Brushing his teeth, he walks down the hall. Jenna slowly pulls herself up and gazes at her adult reflection. Frowning, she lowers her head below the wall, then peeks back up. Staring wide-eyed, she stands. As Jenna studies herself in the mirror, she pulls at her jaw, then smushes her cheeks. Jenna drops her hands to her chest and looks down. Clutching her breasts over the slip, she gapes and does a double take.
What is happening?
Still holding her breasts, she wobbles across the living room. She drops into a yellow leather chair and bends all the way forward. Behind her, the fit man walks out of the kitchen, tilting his head back as he drinks. As he leaves, Jenna lifts her head and notices a stack of envelopes on the coffee table. She flips through them.
Jenna Rink. I live here.
She tosses them aside one by one, then notices a cordless phone on the sofa. She dials.
Hi, sorry we missed your call.
Dad?
Well, we're not that sorry, because we're cruising in the Caribbean. So we'll be back on the 18th, so call us then. Have a good day.
You went on a cruise without me?
Jenna drops the phone.
Now, this is a dream. This is a really weird dream.
Tilting her head from side to side, Jenna investigates an entryway. Her perplexed gaze lands on a coat resting on a narrow black table. Cocking her head, Jenna steps toward it. Jenna stares at the slightly ajar bathroom door.
Hey, sweet Bob!
Gaping, she backs into the entryway. She grabs an umbrella from a nearby stand and holds its long pointed tip out in front of her as she cautiously steps toward the bathroom.
I know you're there! And my parents are totally gonna be home any minute!
The man steps out.
Hey, sweet Bob. Where's the conditioner?
You're naked!
Well, not yet.
As he takes off his towel, Jenna opens the umbrella and tosses it at him.
You can join me if you want.
She grabs the coat, a purse, and shoes and flees the apartment.
Sweet bottom!
Jenna rushes outside, wearing the coat over her slip. She faces a passerby.
Can you hear that, sir? Can you hear the music?
Jenna, can you hurry up a little bit, please?
Waiting by a black sedan, a slender blonde
Jenna,
talks into her cell.
I don't care if you have to grab him by his testicles. I want him in New York in 12 hours. He needs to be at the party. Hold on a second. Can you get in the car?
I can't get in the car. I don't get in the car with strangers.
Please get in the car. We're going to be late.
I can't get in the car. I don't know you.
Just get in the car.
I don't get in the car with strangers.
You're being a little paranoid. No, I'm still
hey,
here. I'm just,
mom.
I'm getting in.
Jenna looks up.
Don't make me come
right
down
now.
And grab you.
The naked man leans out a window.
That's my number. Can you please get in the car?
Jenna nervously glances at him and gets in the car. As the blonde closes her door, Jenna looks out the window. As the chauffeured car heads down a city street, the women sit in back, holding coffee cups.
Honey, I know I'm your best friend, but the slip dress is a little 97. Unless it's retro.
Are you really my best friend?
You're pregnant.
Oh, no! Oh, my God, no!
Thank God, you scared me. What did you do last night?
Oh, see, that's the thing. Something really strange is happening. I slept in an apartment I've never seen before, and there was a naked man in my shower, and I saw his thingy.
Oh, God, not his thingy.
Driver, could you please pull over since we're here?
Stop! Wait. I don't want to get out of the... I don't think you're listening. Wait, hang on.
Jenna gets out.
Please listen to me.
She hurries after Lucy.
I'm 15!
Jenna, if you're going to start lying about your age, I'd go with 27. That's
wait,
just...
no, I know it sounds strange, but like some really weird dream is like that. Do you hear it? Did you hear that?
Would you stop being ridiculous? It's probably just Richard.
Lucy grabs Jenna's purse and takes out a cell phone.
Who's Richard?
You drink too much.
Richard, your boss. Brown, curly hair, British.
She puts the phone to Jenna's ear.
Hello?
Hey, sweet bottom.
You, put on your pants and stop calling me sweet bottom.
Baby,
I... Get out of my house.
Hey, look,
who is that?
I don't know his name. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what to do. Okay, Jenna, just calm down, okay? We have a meeting in 10 minutes, okay? I'm going to tell you what to do. Repeat after me. I am Jenna Rink, Big Time Magazine editor.
Jenna's eyes widen.
I am?
Repeat it.
I am Jenna Rink, Big Time Magazine editor. I'm a tough bitch.
Jenna grins bashfully.
Say it. I am a tough...
I'm gonna walk into that office. I'm not gonna let anyone know I'm hungover.
But that's not the point. I'm not hungover.
Lucy eyes her.
I'm gonna walk into that office and not let anyone know I'm hungover.
Because the future of boys depends on me.
Boys?
Lucy furrows her brow.
Oh, jeez.
They head through glass doors past a large cover ad for Poise, featuring Jennifer Lopez.
Poise Maxine, thank you. Good morning, Miss Rink. Good morning, Miss Wyman.
Good morning. What's your name? Who cares?
A man holds up two layouts.
Jenna, please don't yell at me because it's not my fault. They came in late from the printers and they need a decision right now.
Just pick one. That one.
Love. Knew it. Genius.
Eminem's on the phone. He wants a decision now.
Jenna blinks.
Plane.
Her curly-haired assistant nods.
Peanut. Plane.
There's the dynamic duo. I trust my executive editors are late again because they were out promoting us at all the right parties.
You got it, Richard.
Richard, you're my boss.
That's right, baby. Who's your daddy?
Wayne Reek.
They enter a conference room.
Morning.
As the staff of stylish young men and women take their seats, a guy leans toward Lucy.
Two words, summer, St. Bart's.
Are you not going to go to Fire Island this summer?
Jenna uncaps a ballpoint pen and writes her name in the top right corner of a lined notepad. As Richard tears off the cover of a magazine titled Sparkle, the curly-haired assistant approaches Jenna.
Is there anything else you need from me, Miss Rink?
Jenna shifts her eyes.
You mean like a favor?
The woman knits her brow.
Sure. Like a favor.
Actually, I need to find this guy.
Okay, not a problem.
Have his number.
Jenna writes the name, Matt.
Arlene, would you leave us, please?
As Arlene heads out, Jenna crumples the paper into a ball and throws it at her. Jenna falls out of her chair and clings to the edge of the table.
Jenna's a little hungover today.
Okay, children.
Behind Richard, a board displays pairs of magazine covers. He pins the torn Sparkle cover under a June heading beside Poise's. Jennifer Lopez appears on both. Poise touts 10 big secrets. Sparkle, 11.
I wonder which one Holly Housewife is going to go for, the 10th or the 11th secret?
The covers for every month are nearly identical. Jenna raises her hand. As Lucy shakes her head, Jenna lowers her arm. Richard paces.
7 months in a row now, they scoop us. I mean, it's like they've got Sparkle cams hidden in all our walls.
Richard, we're installing passwords. We're building firewalls on all the computers. Jenna fired Charlotte yesterday.
Did you?
Jenna freezes.
Good. I guarantee you she has friends at Sparkle. She was always taking notes.
She was a secretary.
Yeah, whatever.
Lucy drops her gaze.
Our party tonight is now huge. We need to make an unequivocal statement that Poise is still hot and happening. Mm-hmm. Now, we need a new Stan Cirque analysis done immediately. I also strongly suggest we take apart our FOB, overhaul the BOB, think about new heads, decks, and slugs. Jenna, what do you think?
Jenna cocks her head.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Later, Jenna approaches an office with a frosted glass wall. She sees her name beside the door and goes in. Inside the bright, spacious office, photographs clutter a large bulletin board. Jenna throws her purse on a blue chair and looks around. She passes a table cluttered with shopping bags and examines a wall of framed pictures. In one photo, the man from her apartment wears a hockey uniform. In another, Jenna sits on his lap.
It's a naked guy.
She glances down to a photo of her with Rudy Giuliani, then notices the promotional photo of Madonna. It's autographed. Jenna steps closer to the frame.
Jenna girl, margaritas anytime. Love you, Madonna. I'm friends with Madonna.
Jenna faces the door. She hesitantly sidesteps toward it and opens it a few inches. Arlene jumps.
Here are your messages, and this morning your mother called from Barbados.
My mom called. I wish you told me.
Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Rink. I thought you said never to bother you with family calls.
I did. I said that.
Please don't fire me.
No, I won't. It's not your fault. I forgot that I said that. Next time my mom calls, will you please let me know?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, I have that information that you asked for.
Matt!
She yanks Arlene inside.
The phone number that you gave me was his parents. I told them that I work for Visa, and he's in a lot of trouble.
You lied to the Flamhafts.
He's in the Village, 212 Bank Street, apartment 2B.
Which village?
The Greenwich Village.
Oh, right. Cool.
Jenna grabs her purse and runs out.
Wait, should I cancel your 2:30 meeting?
Outside, a taxi speeds past Jenna. She timidly leans forward.
Sorry.
As three more cabs pass, Jenna tilts her head.
Excuse me.
Jenna's leg lifts back as she waves meekly. Now signs on a corner post read, West 4th Street and Bank Street. Wearing her coat buttoned over her slip, Jenna stops at the corner. She reads a piece of paper in her hand and heads toward her right. Head of a heels, why should I go? Can't stop myself out of control. Jenna strides in high heels past several stoops. Now a call box reads, 2B, Flamhath. Jenna presses a button.
Hi, this is Jenna, and I'm looking for Matt. And I don't know if you're the right Matt, but if you used to live on Spruce Street, and if your favorite shirt is the Grey Velour one, then I need to speak to you right now, please.
Hello? You know what? I got none of that. If you're here from Ming Gardens, ring twice. If not, I really don't want it.
Jenna enters. A boyishly handsome guy opens 2B's door and peers over its chain.
You're not Chinese.
Matt?
Yeah.
Jenna releases a sigh.
You're tall. You're different.
Yeah.
You don't know me? Oh, that's so weird because yesterday you were there. The thing is, it wasn't yesterday because I'm not 13.
Jenna.
Yes.
Jenna Ring.
Yes. Matt, it's me.
Matt closes the door. As Jenna starts to turn away, Matt opens the door without the chain.
Hey.
Jenna hugs him.
Come on in.
Matt keeps his arms out at his sides. They descend a short flight of stairs. Photographs cover the walls.
You still take pictures?
Pays the bills. Hey, Jenna, why are you here?
Well, Matty, I told you. Something really weird is happening. Yesterday was my 13th birthday. And then today I woke up and I'm this. And you, you're that. You get it?
Yeah, you've been smoking pot, doing X, falling into a K-hole. You doing drugs?
No. Look, I was sitting in my closet, and I skipped everything. But it's like a weird dream. I can't remember my life. You need to help me remember my life.
Me?
Yes.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I don't know anything about you. All right, I haven't seen you since high school.
Jenna stares.
We're not friends anymore, Jenna.
Maddie, you're my best friend.
No.
Jenna staggers backward.
Okay, it's cool. It's cool.
Is it warm in here?
It's. Maybe I should open a window.
I think I need some fresh air.
Fresh
and a
air.
Glass of water and a
fluffy pillow,
please.
You want a glass of water? Have a seat. I'll get you some. You want a glass of water? You want ice in that?
I want a fluffy pillow!
A fluffy please. Pillow coming right up. Sorry.
Matt backs into a wall as he leaves. Later, Jenna sits outside.
You all right?
She holds a pillow to her chest and gulps water.
Jenna, I think you should go back to your apartment. I'll help you find it.
Jenna nods. Now they walk down the street.
Jenna, our lives went separate ways. We went to different colleges, different careers.
Well, what about Christmas? Didn't you want to see me then?
I think I saw you through a frosted window once 6 years ago.
6 years ago?
Yeah.
Wasn't I home last Christmas?
Jenna, I don't know. Doesn't your crowd do St. Bart's for Christmas? I don't know.
He looks at her building.
Is this you?
Yeah. This is where I live now.
She approaches the brass lobby door and digs into her purse.
Okay, so nice seeing you.
Tilting her head, Jenna looks up at him.
Good luck.
His gaze lingers on her.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Jenna watches Matt walk off, and her brow twitches.
Matt!
He turns.
Who is St. Bart?
He heads back to her. Now at her kitchen counter, Jenna flips through a Tamarack High yearbook.
The most depressing years of my life. Our high school yearbook.
Matt, was I a six chick?
Yeah, you're pretty much a leader.
Jenna smiles slightly, then points to Tom Tom in a photo of the six chicks.
There's Tom Tom. I wonder what happened to her.
Last I heard, you guys are still pretty good friends. I think you actually even work together.
Lucy! Oh my God, yes. She's Lucy Wyman now. She looks so different.
Yeah, she's pretty big into the whole plastic surgery movement.
I was a prom queen.
Yep.
And I went with Chris Grandy.
Yep.
Incredible. I can't believe it. I got everything I ever wanted.
Yeah, Jenna, you got it all. Congratulations.
Jenna looks over her shoulder and smiles at Matt.
Chair phone.
Grinning, Jenna runs barefoot past Matt to the sofa. She grabs the cordless phone and flops onto her stomach.
Hello?
Hi, Gramercy calling to confirm your limousine pickup for 8:30 this evening.
My limousine for 8:30. I will be prepared to take my ride at that time. Oh, can you tell me where I'm going?
The Palace, 27 Wall Street.
Thank you.
She hangs up.
I'm going to a party in a limo!
Great. Looks like you're back to your old self, Jen. I should probably go.
You don't want to go to the party?
Nah, I gotta work, thanks.
Shoot, I forgot you have a job. It's kind of cool we both have jobs.
Totally.
Well, if you decide you want to come, it's going to be really fun. 27 Wall Street.
Okay, great. Thanks, Jenna. Bye-bye.
He heads for the door.
Matt!
She faces him in the entryway.
Yeah.
What if this isn't just a dream? What if what I wish for actually happened?
Well, then you got everything you ever wanted. Might as well enjoy it.
She grins.
All right, Jenna.
As Matt opens the door and walks down the hall, Jenna gazes after him.
Maddie.
Yeah.
She waves.
Arrivederci.
I'll see you.
Matt.
Yeah.
Jenna bats her eyes.
Au revoir.
Grinning, she tilts her head. Matt gives a nod. Jenna shuts her door and Matt walks to the elevator. As he waits for it, he gazes back toward her apartment. Now Jenna emerges from her steamy bathroom wrapped in a towel. Her hair in curlers, she puts on crimson lipstick and puckers at the mirror. Jenna coats her lids with light blue shadow and pencils her eyes with baby blue liner. She clumsily applies fake eyelashes. Jenna smears a brush across a palette of blushes and whisks a rosy glow onto her forehead and high cheekbones. Now her dark hair gathered in a ponytail of bouncy ringlets, Jenna dances through a walk-in closet. She twirls under a feather boa, then her fingertips skim along sheer and silky fabrics on hangers. Her wide-eyed gaze fixes ahead in a breathless stare. In front of her, a floor-to-ceiling shelving unit displays dozens of pairs of shoes. Jenna quizzically eyes a red and black lace thong. Now she emerges from her apartment wearing strappy robin's egg blue heels and a flowing high-waisted dress cut above her knee. Diagonal stripes lead from the cleavage-boosting bodice in alternating shades of aqua, green, violet, and umber. A butterfly-shaped necklace sparkles between the dress's thin straps. Jenna gets in the elevator, joining a young girl with long auburn hair.
I'm Jenna, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I'm Becky.
How old are you anyway?
13.
Me too. Used to be.
Furrowing her brow, Becky glances away.
Why are you talking to me?
Why not? We are neighbors, right?
But you usually ignore me.
As Becky faces the door, Jenna glances at her feet.
I like your shoes.
Thanks.
I like your dress. It's because I've got these incredible boobs to fill it out.
Jenna grabs her breasts and pats them proudly. They enter the lobby.
I like your bag.
Thanks. You should come by sometime. I've got like a zillion of them.
Really?
Yeah, it'd be totally cool. Hey, Becky?
Mm-hmm?
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, sure.
Can you tell I'm wearing underwear? Because I totally am.
I think that's kind of the point.
Now a stretch limo rounds a corner. In back, Jenna stands up in its open sunroof. She grins with girlish wonder at the glittering neon lights of Times Square. You hold me tight. Tell me I'm the only one. Wanna come over tonight. Now in a glitzy nightclub, Jenna weaves through a mingling crowd. Glancing toward a stage, she spots a poise banner on a DJ's turntable. As she passes a man sliding a huge hors d'oeuvre into his mouth, her lips turn in a disgusted frown. Her eyes shift and she smiles toward two men who smile back. A waitress passes them with a tray of shrimp. Grinning, Jenna grabs a shrimp and dunks it in cocktail sauce.
Thanks.
Jenna walks off with the shrimp in her mouth. She tosses the tail over her shoulder. A man in a leather coat dodges it and checks his sleeve. Jenna lifts her brows at women with thong-exposed waistlines and spots Lucy at the bar.
Hi, Tom. Tom. Oh, God, no one's called me that since I had my nose job.
You had a nose job?
Yeah, and yours is better.
Anything to drink, ladies?
An apple martini. Can I have a lemonade, please? Oh, wait. Make it a piña colada. Not virgin. Do you want to see my ID?
Totally have it.
There you two are.
Richard eyes Lucy's tight dress.
Very nice. Sort of a dangerous mermaid look. And you.
He pulls Jenna closer.
Barbie meets Britney. You look just scrumdiddlyumptious.
I know. I mean, thank you. Everybody Wang Chung tonight, right?
She twirls. On a balcony, as Jenna finishes a pina colada, a waitress brings another. Jenna trades out her empty glass.
Thank you.
Below on the deserted dance floor, Richard tries to stop people from leaving. Jenna drops a pineapple slice over the railing. It lands in a guy's drink. Slurping her pina colada, Jenna heads downstairs. Lucy meets her.
Oh. It's 11 o'clock on a school night and I'm at a party. It's so cool.
It's 11 o'clock and people are leaving. This is a disaster.
It is?
Speaking of disasters, what is she doing here?
Who?
Sparkle's editor-in-chief Trish Sack at 12 o'clock and headed our way.
A woman with curly red hair approaches.
Hi, girls. Our J-Lo issue is selling like hotcakes. How's yours doing?
Oh my God, Trish, our thing's so bad. You had to come to our party to eat some free food. Please put some crab in your purse for later.
Yeah, you might want to keep some of that biting wit for your magazine. Or maybe you could just change the name to something more appropriate, like poison or pitiful. Whatever's more pathetic.
You know what? You are rude and mean and sloppy and frizzy. I don't like you at all.
Well, fortunately, I don't care about being liked. I care about winning.
This is delicious.
As Trish leaves, Richard approaches.
Ladies.
He points toward a corner near a staircase, then scans the room as he follows Lucy and Jenna there.
Do I smell? Do I have bad breath? Am I malodorous in any way?
Jenna sniffs him.
No.
Because people seem to be running for the exit like someone set off a giant stink bomb.
I don't smell anything.
I think that he means the party is a stinker. A dud, a flop, a zero on a scale of 1 to 10.
Maybe if somebody played something other than this, something with a melody.
Honey, play whatever you want to. All I know is for those people who don't start dancing really, really soon, here's to early retirement.
He downs a martini.
Yippee.
Jenna hands Lucy her pina colada and purse, then marches across the empty dance floor. She walks with a wide gait, arms swinging. As Richard watches her, she glances over her shoulder, then approaches the DJ. The DJ flips a vinyl record in his hands, then positions it on a turntable. Jenna fingers her sparkly necklace, then waves at Lucy and Richard. They wave back timidly. Richard runs his hand over his face. Arlene grins at Jenna. A woman with dark bangs mouths the words, "Come on," then motions toward the dance floor. Jenna steps to the center and twitches her head toward her shoulder. Richard gapes. Spotlight shines on Jenna as she raises her arms overhead. She thrusts them to the side, matching the movements with her hips. Matt arrives. Jenna stops dancing and shades her eyes with her hand.
Wait! Hey!
Wait!
Come here!
A spotlight shines on Matt.
No. No way.
Jenna shimmies her chest as she runs over to him.
No way.
She forces him onto the dance floor. She pushes him next to her, facing the side. She holds one arm out in front and stretches the other behind. She sidesteps, leading with her hip. Matt half-heartedly goes through the dance steps. Jenna grins encouragingly as she pushes her arms out from her chest like a swimming stroke.
Come on, Maddie!
All right.
Off to the sides, other partygoers start getting into the dance.
Okay, here we go.
Jenna and Matt each hold one arm overhead and shake it to the side. Five other partygoers join them. In unison, they march forward, crouch to the floor, and straighten, clapping their hands overhead. The dark-haired woman pulls Arlene out to the floor with them. The dancers hold their hands up like monster claws and stalk sideways. They stomp from foot to foot, then sidle back the other way. Lucy gives Jenna's purse to Richard and the piña colada to another guy, then joins the growing crowd of dancers. They wobble their heads, hunch their shoulders, and clap their hands overhead. Richard watches the crowd gleefully. The DJ claps and grooves to the music. The dancers arc their hands overhead, lean back, and shimmy their chests. The DJ joins them. Richard hands off his martini glass and Jenna's purse, then heads to the floor as well. All the dancers turn their legs sideways and stagger ahead, step by step. They throw their heads back stiffly as they push their arms out from their chests. As Matt watches Jenna, he stops dancing.
Jenna, sorry, I gotta go.
Please.
I'm sorry.
Wait, don't. Matt!
He slips through the crowd. Jenna watches Richard do the moonwalk. His feet slide back across the floor.
I adore you!
He kisses her hand. The dancers clap their arms overhead, wiggle their necks from side to side, and shake their hands in front of their waists. They reach out to the right as they kick their legs to the left. Outside, lights twinkle on the Manhattan skyline. Daytime. Cars pass the storefront. Jenna exits with a half dozen shopping bags. Two clerks chase after her. As the door starts to close, a third clerk squeezes out, holding two bundled stacks of boxes. They reach Jenna at her black sedan. In Central Park, Jenna eats an ice cream cone. A man approaches walking five dogs of different breeds. As Jenna crouches down to them, an Irish setter eats her ice cream cone. Now in her apartment, Jenna reads Magazine Publishing for Dummies. Wearing a cream facial mask, she eats junk food as she watches From Here to Eternity. Burt Lancaster kisses Deborah Kerr on a beach. Now a bartender pours Lucy a martini.
Thank you. To being 30, I've decided it's going to be totally awesome.
Of course it is. You're thin, you're hot, you can get any guy you want.
Not to mention Biatch. The hottest magazine editor in the world.
Second hottest.
Tied for first?
Deal. And speaking of hot, Mr. Hottie behind you is totally scamming on you right now.
Jenna puts down her daiquiri. Pretending to scratch the back of her neck, she sneaks a glance over her shoulder. A curly-haired man lifts his eyebrows at her.
He is not. He's totally cute. Should I go talk to him?
You're not married.
As Lucy motions to her mouth, Jenna scrapes her own teeth with a fingernail. Jenna gets up and marches past the curly-haired man. She approaches a 13-year-old boy eating at a table.
Hi. Could I borrow your ketchup?
Sure.
He hands her a bottle.
I actually came over here because I think you're really cute.
As she nods sheepishly, the boy smiles.
So do you want to go out sometime?
Lucy approaches.
Yeah, I'm gonna take off now.
She pulls Jenna away.
What, do you want to go to jail? I'm a bad guy.
The man?
Outside.
No more daiquiris for you tonight. You'll never find a taxi in this neighborhood.
Oh my God, it's a naked man.
The man from her apartment waves.
Hey, beautiful.
He thinks I'm beautiful?
Well, he should. He's your boyfriend.
My boyfriend?
Jenna beams.
Hey, why is that lady asking for my boyfriend's autograph?
He may not be the best New York Ranger, but he's the New York Ranger with the best ass.
Jenna?
Oh my God, Matt! Hi!
Hey. How are you? I'm sorry about the other night.
Beaver? Is that you?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
You lost all your baby fat. How's the beef stay warm in the winter?
Yeah, it's good to see you again, too. You know, I almost didn't recognize you. Did you get a nose job?
I can't believe you're here. What are you doing here?
A woman exits the building behind Matt and joins them.
I'm doing some shopping with my, Jenna, this is Wendy, my fiance.
Oh. I'm Jenna.
Matt told me all about his blast from the past. It was really sweet of you to stop by.
Maddie's a sweet one, isn't it? I don't know what I would have done without him.
I'm sure you'll be just fine.
Are you a photographer too?
So you guys have spent so much time talking about me.
Wendy's an anchor woman.
Anchor person. I do the weather for WWE in Chicago. Actually, Matt and I were just talking about him finally joining me in the Windy City.
You're moving to Chicago?
Yeah.
We were just discussing.
Jenna's boyfriend approaches.
Is that Alex
Carlson? Jenna? Sorry, I'm late.
He looks at Lucy.
Well, hi.
She smiles.
Hey, who are you folks?
Hey.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is my good friend Matt, and this is his friend Wendy.
Fiance.
Right. Nice to meet you.
So weird. And this is...
She looks toward Lucy, then Matt.
You're Alex Carlson. Nice to meet you. You're a great hockey player. I'm a big fan
of yours. Thank you. You want me to sign your shirt or your forehead or something? No, I don't do butts. I'm just joshing you, guy. Sorry, I crack a lot of jokes after we win on account of because I'm in such a good mood.
Lucy grins at the giddy athlete. The others nod.
Okay, well, we should probably get going.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to see you, folks. Bye-bye. All right. Nice to see you, folks. Bye.
Jenna watches them walk hand in hand down the rain-slicked street.
Lucy, you mind if I steal her from you for the rest of the night?
Nope. I actually had my eye on something a little better inside, so I'll see you guys later. Have a good night.
Lucy turns away.
Excuse me one second. Lucy?
As Jenna hurries up to her friend, autograph hunters surround Alex.
Should I go to his place alone?
Yeah. Why not? Go play. You deserve it.
Play? I mean, like games and stuff.
Yeah. Games. All kinds of games.
Now in an apartment, Jenna watches a small spotted shark swim in a fish tank. As she inspects some shelves, Alex steps close behind her, sets down two glasses of red wine, then peels off her jacket.
I couldn't wait to see you tonight.
Jenna whirls around.
You want to play a game? Do you have Battleship?
Yeah, I have Battleship. I'll show you my destroyer.
They move to a leather couch.
I call the red board.
Well, I call the blue board.
Alex sits close to her. He drapes an arm over her bare shoulders and nibbles on her ear. Jenna fidgets and puts up her hands.
Huh? What?
Scrunching into a ball on the couch, she hides her face as he tries again.
Okay. I know. I forgot.
Alex gets up and stands in front of her.
I owe you one raunchy striptease.
He clicks the remote. Jenna watches him shift his shoulders. Shaking his hips, he circles his arms in front of him. As he strips off his shirt, Jenna looks away. Now that the party is jumping, with the bass kicked in and the niggas are pumping, quick to the point, to the point. Alex tosses his shirt at her head. As he shimmies and opens his belt, Jenna presses a pillow over her face and he drops his pants.
Who's got the moves? On the ice. And off the ice, baby.
Jenna throws the cushion at his crotch.
Wait. I don't want to see that thing again. Put it away. Put it away.
In his underwear, Alex mimes a hockey swing and dances with a big, silly grin. Jenna grimaces and keeps her eyes on the ceiling.
We can play Monopoly. We can play it for cheesies.
Morning, Jenna leaves her building with Becky.
He didn't have Battleship. He didn't have any games at all.
Boys are so stupid.
Oh, Becky, it's even worse than you think.
I mean, how come the ones that you like never like you?
Well, you have to fight for what you want. Rule number one, love is a battlefield.
Wow, that's deep. Really deep.
Good luck with fractions. Have fun at work.
Jenna gets in the black sedan.
To the office, Tom.
In the conference room.
57 ways to have an orgasm.
The boy staff show each other index cards.
Touch her there, underwear.
He loves you, but. He loves your butt.
Yes.
He lies, he cheats. What are you doing wrong?
As Jenna wraps a fruit roll-up around her finger, Richard glumly leans against a windowsill.
There's no easy way of saying this, so I'm just gonna come out with it. The circs are in. Our numbers are dismal. We're below 600,000 total circulation. Sparkle is closing in on a million. I've just come off the phone with corporate, and they have dropped the R word.
Redesign? Redesign poise.
Wait. Sparkle copies everything we come up with, everything we do, and we have to redesign? That's total bullshit.
Well, either we redesign and bring up our numbers, or they pull the plug.
Richard, redesign is a death sentence.
No, it's not. It's a chance to have some fun. Let Sparkle have all our secondhand, stale, grody ideas. We'll open up the FOB, overhaul the BOB. It's time for us to pull together and prove we have some poise left.
Well, I shall be leaving it to my dynamic duo to come up with something utterly fabulous.
Jenna bites into her fruit roll-up.
We have 2 weeks, 4 hours, and 30 minutes.
Later, Arlene meets Jenna in the hall.
I have your urgent messages.
Let's hear them.
Well, okay. Emily Pratt called and wanted me to tell you, I can't believe you scooped my story on Vivian Tam, you backbiting little bitch. That was a new level of sleaze, even for you. I hope you die in one of her casual pantsuits.
Oh my God, that was so mean.
Ms. Lewis called. She said, I hope you choke on your own bile, you pretentious, conniving snake.
Maybe I should be there myself.
Good.
Okay.
Oh.
Arlene whirls around and hurries to her cubicle outside Jenna's office.
Miss Ringsline?
Put that little bitch on the phone now.
Please, sir, don't take that to home with me. I'm just her assistant.
Tell Nicole Todd.
Jenna reads her messages.
Sweet bottom, you seem uptight. Let me come over and give you my...
Jenna's brow raises and she crumples the message slip. She opens a colorful children's folder and marks proof sheets with a giant pencil.
Yes? Alex is on line one, Miss Ring.
Oh, gag me. Can you please tell him I'm busy?
Okay, but he wants to know what time would be good for dinner.
How about in 10 zillion years? Ask him how that works.
Okay, I'll ask. Yeah?
I'm sorry to bother you again, Miss Ring, but Pete Hansen is here to see you.
Who?
Tracy from the art department's husband.
Oh, okay, sure.
Jenna makes notes on a report, then glances inside another cartoon-covered folder. Getting to her feet, she smooths her corset-like top. Arlene opens the office door for a man in a leather jacket.
I was just dropping off Tracy's lunch. Thought I'd say hello.
Arlene rolls her eyes and coldly shuts the door.
You brought Tracy her lunch. That's so sweet.
Pete kisses her. Jenna shoves him off.
What are you doing?
What's wrong, Pookie?
Pookie? Pookie, you're married and to a girl I work with.
Well, that didn't stop us from rattling some desk drawers loose last week. So come on, lie down and take a memo.
Through the office's frosted glass, Arlene sees Pete's shadow fall from Jenna's kick. Jenna exits, fixing her shoulder strap, then storms down the hall.
Melissa, I want you to hire the best photographer, and I don't want Jenna to find out.
No.
Jenna overhears Lucy.
Okay.
God, what's up with her lately, anyway?
I mean, she seems so...
lost.
I have no idea. I'm getting so sick of having her around with this crazy new act that she has going on. Uh-huh. You know she stole Charlotte's idea, right? And then she fired her? I say we go ahead with our own presentation and let her fall on her ass.
Oh, God, yeah.
As Jenna turns back toward her office, she self-consciously touches four pointed sticks that hold her hair in two tight buns. Later, Jenna walks alone down a wide New York sidewalk. Nighttime. In her apartment, Jenna sits on her couch, hugging a pillow under one arm. She gazes around her spacious living room, then curls up, resting her head on the pillow. Later, she knocks on Matt's apartment door. Answering, he looks her over.
Okay, you're not Cajun.
Wanna go for a walk?
Sure.
Now a delivery man bicycles past Matt and Jenna as they cross the street.
I still can't believe you're getting married.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
They share a smile, then cast their gazes downward.
Is she your soulmate, Wendy?
My soulmate? I don't know. I don't know if I believe in those. I think that's kind of naive.
Jenna grins and nods.
But you get goosebumps when you're around her and butterflies.
No, I haven't gotten crazy like that about a girl since high school, thank goodness.
Jenna stops and faces him.
Maddie. What happened to us? I mean, how come we never stayed friends?
Matt shrugs and starts walking.
I don't know, I forget.
No, what happened?
I don't know, I can pretty much peg it to your 13th birthday party. You were in the closet playing that game, what is it, Spin the Rapist?
The 7 minutes in heaven and everybody ditched, and that is the last thing I remember.
Look, we don't have to get into this. It's such a long time ago, it really doesn't matter anymore.
It matters to me. Just tell me.
Matt smiles warily at Jenna.
Well, you came out of the closet and, I started to sing my birthday song to you, and then you picked up and threw at me with impressive force, I might add, the dream house that I spent 3 weeks building for you. And then you just stopped being my friend and never spoke to me again after that, ever.
He stops and faces her. Jenna knits her brow.
I'm so sorry.
Forget it, Jenna. It was a long time ago. It doesn't matter.
Matt, stop being so nice to me. I don't deserve it. Do you know what kind of person I am now? I mean, do you know who I am right now? I don't have any real friends. I did something bad with a married guy. I don't talk to my mom and dad. I'm not a nice person. And the thing is, I'm not 13 anymore.
She walks away. Matt stands gazing thoughtfully, then watches her leave.
Jenna!
Jenna quickens her pace. Daytime. A railroad train clatters past a river lined with sparse trees and a few low buildings. Inside, Jenna stares out a window. Three teenage girls take seats in front of her. The girls watch a boy their age come down the aisle and sit behind Jenna.
Slow down, you crazy child.
They lean toward each other and giggle. Jenna looks on wistfully, then turns her attention out the window.
Tell me, why are you still so afraid?
Now Jenna stands on the lawn of her childhood home.
Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out.
Inside, Jenna opens her old bedroom door and finds a treadmill next to a computer desk. She lowers her sad gaze.
That you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gone.
Jenna descends the basement staircase. New flowered wallpaper and a violet rug decorate the updated family room.
Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you?
Jenna goes to the closet and slowly opens its door.
Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time.
Jenna turns on the light. She gazes at the shelves, which are filled with old board games, sporting goods, and camping gear. Jenna steps in and closes the door behind her.
Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need.
Jenna sits against the shelves, hugging her knees to her chest.
When you're right, you're right.
Sobbing, Jenna rocks back against the shelves. Upstairs, her parents enter the house. The mother wheels in a suitcase, and a gray-haired Mr. Rink lugs a golf bag. Their smiles fade. They head downstairs. As Mr. Rink opens the closet door, a basketball tumbles down on Jenna.
What in the world?
She wraps her arms around him. Nighttime. Jenna lies awake on a couch made up as a bed. Rain splatters the large bay window beside her.
Slow down, you crazy child, and take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while.
As lightning flashes, Jenna pulls the blanket over her head. Now, Jenna opens a bedroom door.
When will you realize Vienna waits?
Jenna crosses the dark bedroom to her parents' bed and crawls under the covers next to her mom.
The truth is told that you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through.
Mrs. Rink wakes up, scoots over to make room, and holds her daughter's hand.
Vienna waits for you.
Daytime. On the breakfast table, strawberry slices surround a stack of smiley face pancakes like rays of sunshine. Jenna digs her fork in beneath the chocolate chip lips as her mom pours her a glass of milk.
Mom, do you ever wish you could go back? Like to another time?
I wouldn't mind giving back some of these wrinkles.
If you were given one do-over, anything in your life, what would it be?
Mrs. Rink thoughtfully stirs sugar in her coffee cup, then shrugs.
Nothing.
Really?
Really.
But did you ever make a big mistake? Like a huge one that could change your life? What about that?
Well, Jenna, I know I made a lot of mistakes, but I don't regret making any of them.
How come?
Because if I hadn't have made them, I wouldn't have learned how to make things right.
Jenna nods slightly, flashes a smile, and drops her gaze toward her breakfast. She looks up earnestly.
I'm sorry I missed last Christmas.
Her mother smiles tenderly. Jenna grins and goes back to eating her pancakes. Now, traffic crawls along a bridge spanning the Hudson River. Later, in her apartment, Jenna flips through her high school yearbook. In a black and white picture, the teenage Jenna poses with Tom Tom. Under it, words read, "Photo by Matt Flamhaff." On the next page, Matt's name appears under a photo of a football game. Jenna uses a post-it to tag a photo on a page titled, "Winter Wonderland." Now in her office, she spreads photos on the floor. Outside Jenna's open door, Arlene and others work diligently at their desks. Later, dim light settles over the empty workspace. Two young women pass Jenna's open door. Inside, Jenna still sits on the floor sorting through photos. Now, Lucy gets into an elevator and hits the ground level button. Jenna stops the closing door and joins her.
Hey.
Hey.
I was gonna stop by your office. I actually tried to call you a bunch of times.
I didn't get any messages.
I was in a hurry. But I did try to reach you. I actually wanted to talk to you about this whole redesign thing. I hope you don't mind, but I've sort of been working on something on my own. It's really last minute. I hope you don't mind.
No, of course not.
The door opens.
Because I'm doing the same thing.
As Jenna struts off, Lucy's eyes widen. Daytime. In a park, people gather around bleachers beside three tents. Nearby, Jenna sits on a bench. Matt approaches.
Hey, Jenna.
Hey.
He glances at the tents.
We've got a big photo shoot going on.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Did you bring them?
Oh, yeah, I got a few.
Matt pats his shoulder bag.
What are you doing?
I'm hiring you. Actually, Poise is hiring you for the week.
He glances at the tent.
Here.
She hands him a windowed envelope. He opens it.
Whoa.
I mean, this is just the first half. You get the rest when we're finished.
You know, Jenna, I could really use this, but you don't need to do me any favors.
I'm asking you to do me a favor. I love your work. I hope you'll do this with me.
You know, Jenna, I've seen your magazine. My stuff is not your style at all.
Jenna nods and smiles.
Exactly.
At the photo shoot, Matt carries a bulldog.
Who gets Francis?
He gives the dog to a teen in a football jersey.
There we go. Okay, let's do it!
Matt peers into a camera on a tripod.
Okay, everybody!
Okay, everybody, climb up there. Lots of energy.
Right.
Nice, you're the real
deal.
All right. Jenna, this is your class of 2004.
Football players and cheerleaders sit on a bench in front of the crowded bleachers. As assistants toss leaves in front of a big fan, they fly past Jenna, mussing her long hair. Matt watches with a smile as Jenna laughs.
Very good. Very good.
Now the swirling autumn leaves dissolve into a flurry of snowflakes in a night sky. The Empire State Building towers in the distance. Cut-out snowflakes and frosted trees decorate a rooftop patio illuminated with strings of lights. A band plays in front of a Winter Wonderland banner. And I've got someone waiting to. Matt photographs a young couple as they awkwardly slow dance. He stops them, beckons to Jenna, and takes her into his arms. Why can't I be where I think about? They dance. Matt eases Jenna's head onto his shoulder as he glances toward the young couple, then dips his grinning partner. A centerpiece of white roses and lilies dissolves into an armful of long-stemmed white flowers. An assistant carries them through a dressing area set up outside the New York Public Library. Matt grabs one, hands it to Jenna, then hurries to a crowd posed on the library steps. Matt and Jenna position the gathered models of varying ages and ethnicities, then step behind the camera. A man holds up a banner reading, Class of 2004. As dozens of balloons descend, the models bat them away energetically. Now, in a dark loft, Matt and Jenna lean over photo proofs on a light board.
I mean, they're beautiful.
Yeah, they came out okay, huh?
I think so.
Yeah.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
As Jenna takes a closer look at a photo of the crowd on the library steps, Matt watches her. Smiling to himself, he leans on the table and checks his watch.
Yeah, it's getting late. I should get home. It's getting pretty late here.
You know what I wish I had right now?
No, what?
Razzles.
Razzles? Wow, I haven't had Razzles in 15 years.
Remember, they're both a candy and a gum.
That's incredible.
I can't believe they had them.
They exit a store.
Okay, don't waste a minute.
It's been a long time. Careful.
Jenna pours some Razzles into Matt's hand, and they chew as they walk.
What are you laughing at?
I don't know. Life, timing, being here with you, eating Razzles.
Grinning, Jenna glances over her shoulder at the distant city lights.
Yeah, I've had a really great time working with you this week.
Me too.
And everything.
Yeah. Hey, Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me something. What color is my tongue?
She sticks out her tongue.
What? What?
What color is my tongue?
It's
what color
red.
Is it?
Red. I don't know. Red.
Red, or tongue red?
Razzle red.
Show me yours.
What?
Show me your tongue. Come on, I showed you mine.
Showing you my tongue?
Show me your tongue. Come on, Matt, I showed you mine.
I didn't ask to see yours.
Maddie, I need to see your tongue.
Matt sticks out his tongue.
Razzle red.
As Jenna drops her gaze to her box of Razzles, her grin fades.
You want to know a secret?
Yeah.
You're the sweetest guy I've ever known.
Matt smiles and glances over his shoulder.
I bet I can still beat you up the jump.
On a playground, Jenna and Matt swing side by side.
Whoever goes the furthest, the other owes a drink.
An Orange Julius.
We'll up in the stakes.
And dinner Friday night at 8 o'clock at the 24th Street Diner to celebrate our redesign being chosen.
Deal. One. Two, three.
They jump from the swings and roll into each other on the ground.
Are you okay?
I should have tucked and rolled. Oh, I'm getting old.
No, you're not, because that means I am.
Well?
Jenna rolls onto her back, and Matt gets up on his hands and knees over her. She strokes his arm.
Hey.
Yeah?
You got arm hair.
Never quite got that reaction before.
Jenna gazes up into Matt's eyes. He peers soberly, then lowers his lips to hers. As Matt lifts up from the kiss, Jenna slowly opens her eyes and smiles. Matt sits beside her and gazes across the playground. Jenna lingers on her back, lightly touching her cheek and lips. Sitting up, Jenna rests her head on Matt's shoulder.
It was like it wasn't even me. Like I had just watched us down below, kissing.
Now in her apartment, Jenna sits in pajamas.
And I just floated home on a cloud.
Becky and five friends hug pillows and teddy bears.
That is so romantic.
The girls smile dreamily. Jenna pushes up her sleeve.
Look. Oh my God,
goosebumps.
Totally, no, they won't go away.
Do you love him?
Duh.
When are you going to see him again?
I don't know, actually. I don't know if I can.
What?
It's complicated.
It's a grown-up thing.
Everyone's smile fades.
Well, at least you have someone to dream about.
Guys don't exactly want to jump your bones when you're metal mouth.
What is that attitude? We are young.
Jenna gets up.
Heartache to heartache, we stand.
The girls eye her intensely.
Love is a battlefield.
Now, as a Pat Benatar video plays, Jenna and the girls dance.
We are young. Heartache to heartache, we stand.
Jenna and a girl in pigtails face each other, no shimmying their shoulders.
There's no defense. Love is a battlefield.
A girl in a leopard print jacket and one in a feathered hat kick out their feet on either side of Jenna.
We are strong.
As Jenna jumps on the bed, the others dance around her. Now, in her office, Jenna goes over the new layout with Arlene and the dark-haired woman.
Where's the dog?
Where's the dog?
These photos are unbelievable,
Jenna.
Okay, here's
Jenna. The
Branson.
Wait,
oh, Branson's
is the dog.
What do you think?
Well, I think that I'm going to start reading poise for the first time in my life.
Later, in her office, Jenna arranges Matt's photos of the Winter Wonderland scene on a black background. Smiling, she adds a few snowflake cutouts to the spread. Now in his apartment, Matt traces over Jenna's name on his calendar under the words, dinner, 8 p.m.
Nah, I got a place I rent in Brooklyn. That'll work? All right, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
He ends his call and continues penciling Jenna's name. A woman's hands cover his eyes.
Hey, I wasn't expecting to see you.
His fiance grins.
Wendy, I thought you were flying in tomorrow.
What, are you expecting someone else?
Huh?
Wendy kisses him.
No, hey.
I want to take you to lunch. Are you hungry?
Yeah. Wow, what a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
Matt grabs his jacket.
Okay, how was your flight?
It was good. You can take pictures of vitamin bottles anywhere.
In a restaurant.
And I was just thinking that we should really just try to resolve this now. Instead of being a commuter couple during our first year of marriage, you know?
As she eats off his plate, Matt stares blankly.
What? I'm sorry. Could you, I missed that.
Now at poise.
Arlene,
Jenna.
Do you have any more food?
My balls, excuse my French, are in an iron vice. Corporate are twisting and squeezing like a bunch of dominatrixes on steroids, and now Lucy is presenting her own redesign without you. Will you tell me what's going on, please?
What is going on is that you're going to have more choices.
With all due respect to Lucy, I am far more anxious to know what you've been working on.
Thank you.
I'm not trying to compliment you, I'm trying to pressure you.
Jenna knits her brow.
How long until your balls get totally squished?
Hopefully never. I'm really rather attached to my balls.
Can they hang in there till 5?
Jenna, you are not yourself at the moment. You know that, don't you?
They are.
Since when do you keep me out of the loop? I'm really freaking out here.
Jenna, the rest of the prints are ready.
Oh, goody. Hang in there, Richard.
Why does nobody listen to a word I say anymore?
Arlene, aren't you coming?
Grinning, Arlene follows Jenna.
Oh, you're invited, are you? Oh, okay, bye-bye.
Oh, no,
excuse me. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Richard stands alone.
You know, what am I? I'm just the editor-in-chief. Whatever.
Outside, Jenna and Arlene get in a cab.
Please, between 5th and 6th.
It's 29 White Squeezers!
In the conference room.
The new and improved poise will explore the last frontier. It will go heroin chic, one better. It will OD. It will kill. Cause of death? Chicness. The new poise will go farther than any fashion magazine ever before. It will be deadly serious. Fashion suicide.
As the phrase fashion suicide pulses on a screen, Lucy faces Richard.
So what do you think?
Richard stares with a furrowed brow and shuts his laptop. He closes his eyes and swallows hard. Now a cab pulls up outside poise.
Thank you, sir. How much time do we have?
We have 2 minutes. Okay. Hurry.
Arlene and Jenna rush inside. Meanwhile, as Lucy storms out of the conference room, she swipes a gift bag off a coworker's desk.
Jeez.
Grimacing, Lucy knocks over a FedEx box and glares at an employee as she passes an office. In the conference room, Jenna faces the staff. She twirls a string on a pink balloon.
I know this is different. I mean, from anything we've ever done. And I know you might hate it and think I'm completely crazy. But I won't care. Even if I get fired, and I don't mean that disrespectfully, it's just that I've realized something.
Collages of fashion models sit on 3 easels.
Who are these women? Does anyone know? I don't recognize any of them.
Jenna takes down the collages, revealing Matt's photos of the football players and cheerleaders.
I want to see my best friend's big sister.
Another board shows the Winter Wonderland photos.
The girls from the soccer team. My next door neighbor. Real women who are smart and pretty and happy to be who they are. These are the women to look up to.
Balloons and yearbook signatures surround the picture of the group outside the library.
Let's put life back into the magazine. And fun and laughter and silliness. I think all of us want to feel something that we've forgotten or turned our backs on. Because maybe we didn't realize how much we were leaving behind.
Jenna lowers her gaze, then glances at the photo. Arlene wipes away tears with a tissue.
We need to remember what used to be good.
Beaming, Jenna places the photo on a stand and studies the diverse celebration of people.
If we don't, we won't recognize it even if it hits us between the eyes.
She looks to the staff. Richard gazes softly at his editor. As Jenna touches the photo, Richard grins and claps.
Bravo!
Jenna's eyes grow wide. As the staff applauds, her boss approaches.
Brilliant.
He gives Jenna a hug. Arlene and the dark-haired woman embrace.
We will present this to corporate first thing tomorrow morning.
Jenna flashes a huge grin at her assistants. Richard leans in close.
So who's this mystery photographer?
Matt Flamhead.
Is he Arthur or Martha?
Oh, Matt. It's Matt.
No, is he gay?
Jenna frowns.
Are you gay?
Now Jenna runs out of the building and spins around. Grinning, she looks up at the sky and takes a deep breath, then strides assertively down the street. As she disappears into a crowd, Matt approaches the Poise building. He looks up, then enters through the glass doors. Inside, Lucy looks around, then enters Jenna's office. She glances at the preliminary mock-ups for Jenna's presentation and walks over to her desk. Looking down, Lucy grabs the photo shoot prints. She sits in Jenna's chair and flips through the pictures. One set depicts a formally dressed couple, while another shows cheerleaders and groups of sporty teenagers. Lucy sets them down and slides open the top drawer. She pushes aside some papers and pulls out three envelopes addressed to Jenna from Sparkle. Lucy glances at the door, then empties the contents of an envelope. She unfolds a Sparkle cover with a note attached. Lucy studies the page, then picks up the phone and dials.
City listing.
Manhattan, Sparkle Magazine on Park Avenue.
Sparkle Magazine.
Trish Sackett, please.
Lucy swivels the chair to face away from the desk. Meanwhile, Matt approaches Jenna's open door. He stops in the doorway, looks in, then enters.
Jenna, I'm sorry to barge in on you like this, but I really have to talk to you.
Lucy swivels around.
Hey, Beaver.
Matt furrows his brow.
I mean, Matt, I'm sorry. Old habits die hard, you know?
Fine, is Jenna around?
Are you here about your photos?
No, actually, I'm not.
I guess I should just tell you that Jenna's decided to go in a different direction with a more established photographer. She actually is gonna use the guy who shoots all the official photos of her sweetie pie, so don't take it personally, because there's just a little bias. I'm sorry to be so honest with you, because I think your pictures are really cute.
It's nice talking to you.
He starts to leave.
Hey, Matt, while I've got you here, do you want to sign a general release, and maybe we can use your pictures in a catalog or something?
Fine.
As Lucy tightens her lips, Matt nods and heads out. Now, outside, he exits Poise with an envelope in hand. Matt tilts back his head, folds the envelope, and sighs. At her apartment, Jenna stands at a mirror in a flower print dress. She ties a pink ribbon at the top of her head and slides it around so the bow lies hidden under her hair. Now, outside, Jenna turns a corner wearing a big smile. She strolls happily past a newsstand and notices Sparkle Magazine hanging in front. She lifts a copy and spots issues of Poise underneath. Jenna glances aside, then quickly pulls down the Sparkle magazines, leaving Poise on display. As she stuffs the copies of Sparkle into a side rack, the vendor leans over the counter and gestures. Jenna averts her gaze and continues down the street. As a steady rain starts to fall, passersby open umbrellas. Jenna keeps grinning. Now Jenna stands at Matt's door, dripping wet. Wendy answers.
Hi. Jenny, right? Jenna. I was just looking for Matt. I wanted to tell him some really, really great news about his photographs. And everybody loved him.
Oh, that's great. Well, tell him when he gets back. He's just out getting his tux.
His tux?
I know. Men. Everything's the last minute. I mean, hello, we're getting married tomorrow. This will be the cutest little backyard wedding since I don't know when.
Jenna forces a smile.
Congratulations.
Thanks. I'll tell Matt you stopped by.
Okay.
Bye.
Frowning, Jenna turns away from the door. Morning. Jenna's black sedan drives through an intersection. Later, at Poise, she paces in her office.
We want to feel something again that we've forgotten because we didn't stop to notice how much we're leaving behind. We need to remember what used to be good.
Richard enters and closes the door.
You ready?
The meeting's canceled, Jenna.
What, until tomorrow?
It's over.
It's over?
Lucy, she took all your designs to Sparkle, everything. She's their new editor-in-chief. Your photos showed up in Sparkle online last night. Today, they're in the outdoor ads everywhere. I mean...
She can't take Matt's pictures. Those belong to us. She can't do it.
And she is. She got him to sign this.
He holds a photo release form. Jenna snatches it from his hand and marches out. As Lucy packs up her office, Jenna storms in.
Lucy, you stole Matt's pictures.
Oh, which one do you want to be today, the pot or the kettle? If you don't mind, I'd like to be the pot. Maybe the kettle. I don't know. It doesn't really matter. They're both black.
Lucy holds up the Sparkle envelope.
I found this in your office yesterday. Does it look familiar to you? It has your name on it.
You went through my things?
Jenna grabs the envelope.
How horrible. How terrible. I can't believe I did it.
What is this? I don't even know what this is.
Okay, you can wipe off the doe-eyed Bambi watching her mother get shot and strapped to the back of a van look from your face. I talked to Trish Sackett yesterday. It's okay, Jenna.
A note reads, Jenna, thanks for all your great ideas.
It's a sweet little deal, actually. Editor-in-chief, if you help him hit a million copies, so you give him tips.
Oh, my God.
Not bad. I just wish I would have thought of it.
Jenna holds her head.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Well, now I'm taking your job, and you can stay here with the magazine that you single-handedly flushed down the toilet.
What about Matt? Why did he sign this? What did you say to him?
See, I think that I told him you had decided to go in a different direction, which you are now.
Lucy shoulders her bag and lifts a cardboard box.
I might have told him something else, too, but I just can't remember.
She walks out. As Lucy strides out of the office, a frosted design on its glass wall frames Jenna standing alone inside. A staff member walks by, reading a file. Later, Jenna exits the building, passing the illuminated ad of Jennifer Lopez on the Poise cover. Holding her tan jacket over her arm, the 30-year-old steps to the curb. She stares off sadly. Across the street, a bus passes. An ad on its side reads, "The New Sparkle Magazine, Class of 2004. It shows Matt's photo in front of the New York Public Library. Jenna tightens the corners of her mouth as she stares at the happy teens, intermingled with people of all ages. Her mouth slowly drops open. Taking a step closer to the street, she stuffs her thumb and index finger in her mouth. A taxi comes to an abrupt stop, then backs up. Jenna quickly climbs in.
George Washington Bridge! New Jersey!
The taxi speeds off. Inside, the pudgy driver eyes Jenna through the rearview mirror. His eyes narrow and he does a double take.
Jenna. Jenna Rink. Yeah?
Chris Cranby. So what are you doing? Are you married? Because if you're single, I definitely want a number. We could get together, you know. I'm still living at home.
They stop at a railroad crossing.
Holy Christ! Jason Satoon, we first tangled tongues to.
Huh?
What's the dude who sings this? Rick Springsteen.
Yeah. It's Springfield, Grandy. I'm out of here.
What? I thought you wanted my number.
She throws money in his face. She races across the tracks. In front of Matt's childhood home, a man in a suit fastens a just married sign to the back of a limo. Jenna dodges past wedding guests. In the driveway, a florist unloads a minivan. Jenna looks up to a second-story window and sees Matt buttoning a white shirt. She grabs a centerpiece from the florist.
I'll take these.
She passes more wedding guests.
Good afternoon.
She heads inside, hiding her face with the flowers. She passes her parents. Jenna hands off the flowers as she heads upstairs. Through a crack in a doorway, she sees bridesmaids attending to Wendy in her gown. Jenna takes a deep breath. Keeping her head low, she marches down the hall and enters a bedroom. Tucking in his shirt, Matt turns from the window. Jenna grins.
Hi.
She closes the door behind her.
Hey.
Smiling, he rubs his hands together. Jenna swallows.
I don't know what Lucy said to you about me, but I want you to know that whoever that was she was talking about wasn't me.
It doesn't matter what Lucy said. I stopped trusting her after she stole my pop rocks in the third grade.
A smile crosses Jenna's lips.
Matt, I am not the awful person that I know that I was. I don't even know that person.
She stepped closer.
And I'd like to believe, I have to believe that if you knew that, if in your heart you really, really knew that, you wouldn't be getting ready to marry someone right now unless that someone were me.
As she smiles, large dimples appear in her cheeks. Matt runs a hand over his face.
Jenna, I'm not gonna lie to you. Yeah, I have felt things these past few weeks that I didn't know I could feel anymore. But I have realized in these past few days, you can't just turn back time.
Why not?
Matt shrugs.
I moved on. You moved on. We've gone down different paths for so long. We made choices. I chose Wendy.
Fighting back tears, Jenna nods.
That's her family down there. We care about each other, you know? You know what? You don't always get the dream house, but you get awfully close.
Jenna turns away from him. Matt approaches, his brow furrowed.
Please don't cry, Jenna.
No, I'll be fine, I promise.
She forces a smile. Matt opens a door to a walk-in closet, then reaches up and clears an item off a shelf. Jenna watches, blinking back tears, as he takes down the dream house. He shows her the exposed interior. She holds her hands on the back of her hips as she stares.
Maddie, can I have it? Please.
You're not gonna whip it at me?
No.
Matt steps closer. They both take hold of the dream house, staring into each other's eyes.
Look, I won't have you be late. Just go. Come on, I'm fine. I'm just crying because I'm happy. I want you to be so, so happy. I love you, Matt.
Her eyes well with tears as she looks away from him.
You're my best friend.
He shakes his head as Jenna moves to the door.
Jenna, I've always loved you.
She heads out. Matt stands with his head hung low. Outside, Jenna sneaks across the front walkway with the dream house. As she crosses the driveway, she passes bridesmaids and a flower girl standing under an arched trellis. Jenna sets down the dream house on the front stoop of her parents' home. Sitting beside it, she looks toward the ceremony next door. She stares tearfully at the dream house. She reaches inside. Her frown turns into a smile as she pivots the miniature bathtub. The photo of her 13-year-old self smiles back at her. On the ground floor, the cutout of the young Matt points admonishingly. Trembling with sobs, Jenna clenches her eyes shut and hunches her shoulders. Above, a tree's branches rustle in the wind. Wishing dust billows up from the roof of the dream house and sparkles around Jenna's face. As glitter fills our view, the picture goes blurry, then focuses back on the young Jenna in her basement closet. Tom Tom's scarf covers her eyes. Jenna pulls down the blindfold and looks around. She smiles. As she runs her hands down her flat chest, her smile grows into a wide grin. Meanwhile, in the family room,
Jenna's waiting for you in the closet.
As Tom Tom heads upstairs, Matt walks toward the closet. He removes his keyboard and sets it aside. As he turns the doorknob, Jenna springs to her feet.
Maddie!
She tackles him onto his back and presses her lips to his. Matt blinks.
Wow, you really know what you're doing.
Come on.
Tom Tom comes back down the stairs.
Sorry, I forgot my scarf.
Jenna tears up the homework.
You know what? You can be the pot and kettle all by yourself from now on. Fiat. Come on, Matt.
She knocks Tom Tom's drink.
What did you call me? We're gonna be late.
Well, what?
You'll see.
She drags him upstairs. Now, outside, the front door opens. The adult Matt and Jenna come out, dressed in wedding attire. Guests throw rice as the couple passes by. As they kiss, Matt holds out a camera an arm's length away. He takes a snapshot. Now the photo of them kissing sits on a fireplace mantle. Jenna sets another picture beside it, showing them as teens. A third photo shows her parents. Outside, Matt unloads boxes from a truck as Jenna comes out of a pink house. They flop down together on a plastic-covered couch sitting on the lawn. Matt puts his arm around Jenna as he pulls a bag of candy from his shirt pocket. He pours some into her hands.
Razzle, Mr.
Flamhouse? Thank you, Mrs.
Weinberg. Resting her head on his shoulder, she puts one razzle in his mouth and one in hers. As they chew, our view lifts away. They share a brief kiss and sit chatting. Boxes sit scattered around the front of their new two-story home. Fade to black. Remaining opening titles. Sean Marquette, Krista B. Allen, Kirsten Warren. Casting by Ellen Lewis and Terry Taylor. Costume designer Susie DeSanto. Co-producer Allegra Clegg. Music supervision by John Houlihan. Music by Theodore Shapiro. Film editor Susan Littenberg. Production designer Gareth Stover. Director of photography Don Burgess, ASC. Executive producers Todd Garner, Dan Kolsrud. Produced by Gina Matthews. Produced by Susan Arnold and Donna Arkoff-Roth. Written by Josh Goldsmith and Kathy Yusufa. Directed by Gary Winnick. Credits roll. Cast: Jennifer Garner as Jenna Rink, Mark Ruffalo as Matt Flamhat, Judy Greer as Lucy Wyman, Andy Serkis as Richard Nealon, Kathy Baker as Bev Rink, Bill Reeves as Wayne Rink, Samuel Ball as Alex Carlson, Marcia DeBonis as Arlene, Krista B. Allen as young Jenna, Sean Marquette as young Matt, Kirsten Warren as Trish Sackett, Joe Grafossi as Mr. Flamhat, Mary Pat Gleason as Mrs. Flamhaff, Susan Egan as Tracy Hansen, Lynn Collins as Wendy, Renee Olstead as Becky, Alexandra Kyle as young Tom Tom, Alex Black as young Chris Grandy, Six Chicks, Ashley Benson, Brittany Curran, Brie Larson, Megan Lusk, Julia Roth, Jeffrey Shane Kahn, George Hine as Grandy's friends, Philip Pavel as Phil, Sarah Lowe as Carla, Maz Jobrani as Glenn, Ian Barford as Pete Hansen, Benita Krista Nall as waitress at party, Robin Lee as Rachel, Justin Burke as 13-year-old boy in bar, Sarah Swain as Sarah, Catherine Combs as Catherine, Gina Matania as Gina, Sydney Bodwin as Sydney, Jim Gaffigan as Chris Grandy, Corina Chase as Boy's employee, Crystal Michelle as Boy's secretary, Madeline Sprung Kaiser as Maddie, Swoop White Bear as DJ. Band members, Shambo Pass, John Grant, Fabrice Calmetz, Aaron Otkasic, Kevin D. White as yearbook photographer, dancers, Timothy Anderson, Adrian Armas, Carmit Basher, Rita Mae Bland, Douglas Caldwell, Keith DiOrio, Nadine Ellis, Janina N. Garraway, Stacey Harper, Brandon Nicholas Henschel, Michael William Higgins, Katie Miller, Nancy O'Meara, Bubba Dean Rambo, Caroline A. Rice, Kevin Stay, Michonne Tsuyama, Katie Sweeney, Natalie Wiles, Daryl Wright, Kimberly Wyatt, Jason Yerbar, Stunt Coordinator, Shauna Duggins, Stunts, Kevin Abercrombie, Danny Aiello III, Bill Anagos, John Sanatiampo, Hudson Cooper, Norman Douglas, Port L. Hessler III, Michael E. Lindgren, Jake Lombard, choreographer Marguerite Derricks, original thriller choreography, Michael Peters and Michael Jackson, soundtrack on Hollywood Records, Head Over Heels, written by Charlotte Caffey and Kathy Valentine, performed by the Go-Go's, Jessie's Girl, written and performed by Rick Springfield, Thriller, written by Rod Temperton, performed by Michael Jackson, Burning Down the House, written by David Byrne, Chris Franz, Jerry Harrison, and Tina Weymouth, performed by Talking Heads, Mad About You, written by Paula Jean Brown, Mitchell Evans, and James Whalen, performed by Belinda Carlisle. Crazy for You, written by John Bettis and John Lind, performed by Madonna. Matt's Casio Jam, written and performed by Daniel Pinder. Love is a Battlefield, written by Mike Chapman and Holly Knight, performed by Pat Benatar. Copyright 2004 Revolution Studios, Distribution Company, LLC, all rights reserved. Revolution Studios Distribution Company, LLC, is the author of this film, Motion Picture, for the purpose of copyright and other laws. The characters and incidents portrayed and the names herein are fictitious, and any similarity to the name, character, or history of any person is entirely coincidental and unintentional. American Humane Association monitored the animal action. No animal was harmed in the making of this film. This motion picture photoplay is protected pursuant to the provisions of the laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication and or distribution of this photoplay may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Released by Columbia Pictures.